The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of morning prayer this morning, and welcome to those who are joining us online also. Today in our service, we're going to be thinking about the challenge of speaking up about our faith, and the challenge maybe of doing that sometimes. That's the theme of our service today. I'm sure when you looked out your window this morning at about 8 o'clock, you thought that's such a cracking day for a parish picnic. So as you might expect, we're going to be adjourning to the hall for our parish picnic after church this morning. I think the grass might just be a little bit damp as is on this morning. So after service, if you're able to stay, we're going to share some food and some time together. And that is just immediately after this service over in the church hall. This coming Wednesday is the last of our midweek Holy Communion services until the autumn time. And we have the option of sharing some of our services over the summer months with the Church's Ministry of Healing at 162 Upper Knockbreda Road. And there'll be the opportunity, and we're going to advertise those services as they happen. And they will be taking place across the road on Tuesday mornings instead of Wednesday mornings, but beginning in July. You'll have seen the notices on the way in. I just wanted to mention in particular that the parish magazines are available at the back of the church. And this month in the magazine, there is an update on our building project. We were anticipating that work would begin this coming week, but we're still awaiting the outcome of the tendering process. And until those tenders have been returned, we'll be continuing to worship here in church on Sunday mornings. And again, there is an article in the parish magazine about some adjustments to that scheme. And if you wish to read those, they're there. And because of rising costs, we're hoping that some of the items will be revisited at a later point. Our services next Sunday are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock. The Connect service is in the church hall next Sunday morning at 11, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of Holy Communion. But we're going to begin our worship this morning as we sing together from the Red Church hymnal, hymn 108, Praise to the Holiest in the Height.
Thank you. the service of morning prayer, which begins on page 101 in the prayer book. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The psalm appointed for this morning's service is a plea for help in time of trouble. Together we read Psalm 86, verses 1 to 10 and 16 and 17. It can be found on page 691 of the prayer book. Incline your ear, O Lord. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and in misery. Preserve my soul, for I am faithful. Save your servant, for I put my trust in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for you are my God. I call upon you all the day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and listen to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my distress, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor any works like yours. All nations you have made shall come and worship you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a token of your favor, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped and comforted me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 20, beginning to read at verse 7. O Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Report him. Let's report him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. This is the word of the Lord.
Our next song expresses a deep longing for God. We stand to sing hymn number 606, As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Our New Testament reading this morning is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, beginning at verse 24. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It's enough for the student to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We respond to what we've heard by standing to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. The Collect for today, the third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our next song prepares us to receive God's word. It's number 134 in the Thanks and Praise book, Speak, O Lord, as we come to you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I wonder if there are any occasions that you can think of that you felt embarrassed to be a Christian, or occasions where you felt deeply uncomfortable because you had to speak about your faith to other people. If we're honest, I think it's something that most of us find quite difficult to do. And I can vividly remember an occasion when I was about 20 years old where I felt so embarrassed that I wanted the ground to open up and swallow me. At the time, I was spending 2 weeks assisting at a beach mission in a little town called Greystones in County Wicklow. And every day at that beach mission, hundreds of children of all ages would come to open-air services on the beach, and they would come to programs that were run for children of their particular age group. And there would be sports and games, there would be crafts and Bible studies, and the team of leaders was made up of university students or working people who gave up a couple of weeks of their holiday to run this annual mission. And one of the afternoons that would take place as part of the event was called Hunt the Worker. and all the leaders would hide themselves in strategic places around the town, sometimes in fancy dress, and then the children would be instructed to go and hunt for the workers, and they all had a sheet of paper, and they would get the leader to sign the piece of paper if they found a leader, and the kids who found the most signatures and who had found the most workers would get a small prize. Now, being on a mission team is a fantastic experience for deepening your faith, because you start to do things that you've never done before, which really stretch your reliance on prayer and on God. But it's also a lot of hard work. You work for long hours. And on the occasion of Hunt the Worker, I thought that I had a fantastic idea to get a little bit of rest during Hunt the Worker. At the time, I had, as I thought, a very dashing pair of pajamas with green and blue stripes. And I just wrote Eason's down the front because I thought they were like the distinctive bag from that book and stationery shop. And then I placed myself strategically on a park bench on the outskirts of the town, and I just sat down for a rest. And a few of the children on the camp found me very quickly on the bench, but it wasn't long until there was a little bit of a lull. And so I decided that I would actually lie out on the bench. And of course, it wasn't too long before I dropped off to sleep in the sunshine. And I woke up to somebody shaking me very gently and asking in a very concerned voice, "Is that you, Jono? Are you all right?" And as my brain began to wake up and to focus, I discovered it wasn't a child from the summer camp. No. It was a former teacher of mine and his wife from my secondary school. And then I had to sit up as if it was the most normal thing in the world to be lying out on a park bench in my pajamas at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and to say I was absolutely fine, that I was in fact working at a beach mission and there was absolutely nothing for these people to be worrying about. I did feel a bit of a tube, I have to say. But the prophet Jeremiah also knew something about the cost of standing up in front of people and sharing a message from God that no one wanted to hear. And in our Old Testament reading this morning, he shared that mixture of despair mixed with praise when he recounted the reaction that people had given to his words. He spoke about that experience of being ridiculed and mocked, and how proclaiming the word of the Lord had brought him insult and reproach all the day long. There's an annual business meeting of the church called the Diocesan Synod that takes place every year. And our Diocesan Synod took place a few weeks ago in Dromore Cathedral. And at that meeting, a lady stood up to speak at the roster at one point as the reports were being discussed. And she wasn't somebody in the first flush of youth, and I had never seen her ever make a speech before at Diocesan Synod. And if I'm being honest, it is a pretty daunting arena to speak in. There are hundreds of people, many of them are clergy. But as this woman began to speak, she spoke with such passion about the call of God on her life to serve the church as a lay reader. And she was going to be commissioned the following week. And she recognized that many churches and parishes had no clergy. They had no money to pay for the upkeep of their churches. And so such churches needed lay readers to come in and to lead services and to preach the word of God. A few years earlier, she'd heard the bishop speaking about that need to raise up new people into this role. And while she herself felt very ill-equipped and far too old to be starting something new, she decided reluctantly to offer herself for training. And she described in her speech the joy and the fulfillment that she'd experienced as she embarked on that scary path. And she also described very graphically how terrifying it felt for her to be standing up and making this speech. She saw the need, and in spite of her fear, she felt the importance of telling others to offer themselves for this ministry. It was a powerful moment. And in many ways, it's exactly like what Jeremiah experienced in our Old Testament reading. He knew that people would ridicule him and misunderstand him if he stood up to share what God had placed on his heart to share. He knew there would be persecution. And yet he realized, as he absorbed and he processed his own experience of God's love, that God's word within him was like a fire, and he couldn't hold it in any longer what he needed to share with others. He realized that the Lord was with him, in his own words, like a mighty warrior, constantly by his side, giving him the words and enabling him to keep sharing the word out there in the society in which he found himself. And maybe that's you as you sit here in church this morning. Maybe, if the truth be told, you would be embarrassed if other people knew that you were in church. What would your work colleagues, what would your neighbors make of it if you told them that was where you were this morning? It might be almost as bad as being found lying on a park bench in your pajamas in the middle of the afternoon. Or maybe you are sitting here in church today and you have had your own very personal experience of God's love or his healing. Maybe he became very real to you at a time of crisis in your life. And it is like a fire burning within you. And the greatest yearning of your heart this morning is to be able to share what you have experienced with other people so that they too might know this wonderful experience that you have had. It would be such an incredible thing, and maybe even a life-changing experience for someone else to hear all about it, just as Jeremiah's listeners did. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for those who share the word of God in all sorts of different contexts. We pray for all our Sunday school teachers, and we pray for rest for them
over the summer months after a busy season of sharing the faith. We pray for beach missions and holiday clubs and camps happening all over the country, and that many young people might discover the love of God in a personal way through these events. We pray for all who share the faith in church. We pray for those who share their faith through writing and broadcasting. We pray for those who share their faith in the way that they do their daily work. We pray for all who share faith in their family home, in conversation with strangers, and we ask that as they do, many will be led to faith in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the nations of the world, and we pray especially this morning for Russia, where there has been much unrest over the past 24 hours. We pray for wisdom and for the safety of civilians as we continue to pray for an end to the war in Ukraine. We also pray especially for your guidance for the international community as they try to act in a helpful and a constructive manner in these times of uncertainty and challenge. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. And we remember especially this morning those who have recently been bereaved, as we pray for Pat Rice and her family on the death of her sister last week. And we pray for Roberta Rogers and her family on the death of her mum. Lord, we ask that you would comfort and uphold all who mourn with your presence and peace. We also want to pray especially for all who we know who are sick at home or in hospital. And we ask for your healing presence to support them and their families in these days. And in the quietness, let us bring to God any who are particularly on our minds as we come to church this morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We continue our worship by singing hymn number 599, Take Up Thy Cross.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing with us in our service today. We're going to bow our heads for God's blessing as we go out into the week that is to come. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day and forevermore.
Amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is hymn 663. We are marching in the light of God.